clear to go. We've done the tests. We are ready. We feel, maybe not experts, but we've done the initial test to then do the other testing that is Will It Flow.
Here we go.
Here we go. It is Will It Flow today. And I'm
Cha-Cha.
I'm sure they're proud to bring us this one.
America.
It is brought to you, as always, by Gibson's Discount Center out of Weatherford. Shop small, shop local, shop America. Shop Gibson's. Will It Float? 4th of July edition.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're just joining us, you missed it. Heather Lee, roving reporter, went outside on the streets, very much in the city limits of Fort Worth, Texas, and we tested just to make sure. Because if you're going to throw a sparkler into the Will It Float tank to see if it's going to float or not,
mm-hmm.
be a darn shame if it wasn't lit. Right?
Yeah, because all the cool kids are doing it.
In fact, that goes from a lot of things on the 4th of July weekend. You know, it's better just if it's lit.
America.
Thanks, Uncle Ted.
Yeah. So we did the test. It doesn't seem to be too uncontrollable of a flame. It's not like, you know, a napalm-like sparkler.
Oh, no. No.
So here we go.
Oh, baby.
We're ready to do it. We feel reasonably confident we can get away with this.
I mean, it's for pyrotechnic sirens.
Sure.
It was for journalism.
Uh-huh.
It was to see who's really paying attention to what and people now, light on fire in Sundance Square.
And now we know where the fire extinguishers are in the building.
Amen.
Happy July 4th weekend.
The lit sparkler going at, all right, mm-hmm. so you've got a lot going on over there today.
I've got action.
Heather Lee.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you're at the Will It Float microphone by the Will It Float tank.
That's
we have Will It Float mobile cam. We got studio cam.
Mm-hmm.
We have a fire emergency cam. I hope we don't need to use that one.
Did we bring the extinguisher?
No, we did not bring the extinguisher. But it's relatively close.
We don't need
close.
It. It's going to be fine.
Exactly.
Everything
we have
great.
A giant tank of water right here.
That's right.
It's at least 5 gallons worth. That should do the trick right here for the sparkler that, you know, we thought just maybe a sparkler would be fun. But you can't have a sparkler unless it's lit.
No way.
So we're going to light the sparkler and then subsequently dump it in to the tank of transparency and find out if it's buoyant or not. And if we mm-hmm. get to come back after the 4th of July holiday or not. So it's a game within a game wrapped up in a riddle in a possible employment situation. But past that. We do have our two contestants to compete and go mano a mano today. And Will It Float? Oh, and he is out of the bury. He is Chris. Chris and Granbury, welcome to Will It Float, brother man.
Thank you.
Happy 4th of July weekend. Going up against Chris and Granbury. Well, heck, I shook his hand yesterday. He's out of the Weatherford. It is the Chad. Hello, Chad in Weatherford. How are you, buddy?
Good morning,
Dave. Hi.
Howdy, howdy, everyone. All right. So, gentlemen, okay, I would assume both of you have certainly firework flammable experience.
Yes.
And sparkler experience.
Not too much on the sparklers.
Mm. Oh, okay. Chris likes
to go big.
Chris, well, I mean, we don't want to push our luck that much, okay?
Yes.
It was suggested, hey, well... In fact, retired Ricky said, how about an M80? No.
Ricky.
And he's a volunteer firefighter.
You know what? They are the worst offenders. That's why they get into firefighting, because they do it.
We should have had him in engine number 12 out here.
I know.
It would have been good. But okay. All right, gentlemen. So here we go. Moment of truth. When it comes to a lit sparkler, Chris and Granbury, you're Hank fan number 9. You got first dibs. What do you think it'll do? Float or sink?
I think it'll sink.
You got it. Oh, we have a change.
Oh, we're switching it up.
That's okay. We have the opportunity to do that. It is a 50-50 game. So, Chris and Granbury, you're going to say sink. Is that right?
Yes.
Got it. Sink. All right. So, Chad, that means it's a 50-50 game, and you're hoping it does what?
Well, originally sink, but I guess now I'm going float.
Now it is. See? And that's America. It's all about freedom and the power to... power to exercise your voice.
America.
Yes, and you always have the choice to change your minds. Don't let anyone pressure you.
Okay, that's not true. But all right, so we've got the votes tabulated. Now, We have the lighter ready. Oh, yes. You're also going to use Willow Flow Cam?
Well, I'm going to put it over here.
Oh, okay. All right.
I've got action.
All right.
Don't worry
about
me.
Studio cam. We're also streaming live for visual evidence in the court case, probably pending already, on our Hank Facebook page, so you can see what you can hear on the radio. Okay, Heather Lee. Now, before we do that, before Heather Lee lights it, just to reiterate, once the lit sparkler hits the water, it has 10 seconds to do what it's going to do to determine an outcome, if we even get that far.
Okay.
If the wall catches on fire, then it's a totally different game and everybody loses, and then we all go home. Specifically us. Okay, are we ready, Heather Lee?
I'm ready.
To the Will It Flow tank, the lighter is lit. And light the sparkler. Sparkler with the FFA kids going by. Okay, it's now in the water. Start the thing. No, that's ping pong. There we go. All right. It's in the water. It extinguished itself. I think you got scared. It's down at the bottom of the tank.
It's gone. And it's stinky.
And,
sorry, Aaron.
It's,
I'm very sorry.
Are you okay?
Oh, boy.
Okay?
I'm fine.
Are you all right over there?
Did I look not all right?
We're going to have to replay the tape on the Hank Facebook Live. Fortunately, nobody injured in the process of this Will It Float today. No fires were started, and no flotation was seen. That means congratulations. An 11th hour change in his vote. Chris at Granberry, you've won it today. The sparkler lit, did not create a studio fire, and it did not float. It does have a bit of ozone right now in the air, doesn't it?
I was going to say, everything's fine except our sinuses.
We should probably open the studio door. I didn't think about the smoke
Where's
factor
that fan?
In the thing.
Why did they fit? Fix the fan.
All right.
Okay.
Well, That's we are.
Okay. All right.
We made it, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Chad. Thank you, Chris.
Sir, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
And thank you, America.
America.
Thank you, sparklers. Sorry for such a short life.
Smells like a cannon went off in here. That's a weather.